Good afternoon, listeners, and thank you for joining You Can Cook Too. Today I am doing a soup. I think it's the first soup I've done in this series, and it's an unusual one. It's a carrot soup, and it's not with coriander or with orange. It's a curried carrot soup, and a very unexpected combination of flavours. It's very easy, as are most of my recipes, I hope, but it's got quite a number of ingredients. So I'll go through the ingredients first, and then we'll discuss the quantities as I'm telling you what to do. You need chopped onions, you need garlic chopped or crushed, you need carrots, you need unsalted butter. Now, if you don't have unsalted butter, I wouldn't get too concerned about it, because you don't need much salt in this. It's already heavily spiced. You don't actually need any additional salt, but ideally unsalted butter. Cumin seeds, Madras curry powder. And can I strongly recommend that you do use the Madras curry powder? It's a strong, hot curry. It doesn't taste terribly hot in the soup, but it is a strong curry powder. I recently made it. I didn't have any Madras curry powder, and I used medium curry powder, and the flavour didn't really evolve that well. So the Madras curry powder, I think, is a must. Chicken or vegetable stock, water, a bouquet garni, which you can either make yourself with all the bits and pieces, stalks and herbs and celery, or you can buy it in a shop, which is far easier in the herbs section. Salt and pepper. For decoration, you can use chopped coriander leaves. So you'll need vegetable oil for deep frying if you're going to use some very thin pieces of deep fried carrot to garnish it at the end. I only did it once, and it really was more trouble than it was worth, so I'm not going to do it again. So what do? You have your 150 grams of peeled and chopped onions. You have 2 cloves of garlic, peeled and chopped or crushed. 500 grams of carrots. And you don't need to peel them, provided they're really well washed. So 500 grams of carrots, chopped. You've 150 grams of butter, ideally unsalted. A half teaspoon of cumin seeds. And you can get cumin seeds in any of the spice racks in the supermarkets. They all have them. A teaspoon of Madras curry powder. 300 mils of chicken or vegetable stock. And an additional 500 mils of water, a piece of bouquet garni. So that would be a piece in some muslin that you'll buy in the bouquet garni bottles in the shops, or one that you make yourself. Some salt and pepper, a little salt and pepper, freshly chopped coriander leaves to garnish, and also some very thin slivers of carrot that have been deep fried in vegetable oil, if you so wish. And this is the simple bit now. You start by dry toasting the cumin seeds in a pan. By dry toasting, I mean you don't need to add any oil or anything. Just put the pan over a heat and put the half teaspoon of cumin seeds into them for a few minutes. And stand by it, please, because if you don't, they will burn. Cumin burns fairly quickly. So once you can smell the aroma of the cumin and they're turning brown, remove the pan from the heat. You fry the onions in the melted butter for about 5 minutes, along with the carrots and the garlic. And you don't fry it quickly. Fry it gently, because you don't want any of these vegetables burning. Then you add the toasted cumin seeds to the mixture. And with that, add the Madras curry powder. And we've a teaspoon of that, as I said earlier, and mix them all together and fry all that lot for about a further 2 minutes. And then you add the stock, the vegetable or chicken stock, 300 mils, and the 500 mils of water, and the bouquet garni. Add all of that and bring them to the boil. If you want, you can add a little salt, and cover them and simmer them on a low heat for about 30 minutes. Now, check from time to time that nothing is burning, because even with a very slow ring, gas ring or electric ring, this can burn quite easily. So you take care of that. So there's a lot of standing about and relaxing during this, and we'll come to that when we talk about the music. You then remove the bouquet garni after the 30 minutes or so of cooking. And if you cook for over 30 minutes, it's no big deal at all. But you remove the bouquet garni and you blitz it in a mixer. And you can either use a handheld one that you put in and mix it around, or you can take it out and put it into one of the big the big electric things and mix it and blitz it and puree it there. And at the end, retaste it again. And if it adds salt or pepper, add some. If it doesn't, well, fine. And then you serve it with some chopped coriander leaves. And you could, on top, if you don't want to deep fry the very thinly sliced pieces of carrots in a deep fryer, if you don't want to do that, you can just garnish it as with the coriander leaves, as I've said, and also with some cream or else some creme fraiche, particularly the low-fat one, because that's lighter and it's not quite as thick as the ordinary one. And you can serve it in the usual way with some nice brown bread. Because there's going to be a lot of standing about and stirring, you can put on a piece of music in the background that lasts for about 20 minutes. So it'll take you through most of the stirring and the checking and the waiting and the stirring again. And it's a piece by Marin Marais. And he was a French composer who lived between mid-1600s, 1656 to be precise, to 1728. And he wrote music for the viola da gamba. And the viola da gamba, you don't see them often now, except probably in the odd period instrument orchestra. But it's one of a family of bowed, fretted and stringed instruments with hollow wooden bodies and peg boxes. So it's a bit like the violin and the viola, except the contours of it are slightly different, and it's got more strings and they're tuned different from the violin and the viola. And it originated in Spain, and it was the viola da gamba was very popular during the Renaissance and Baroque periods. That's from about 1600 onwards for about 150 years. As I say, it's not used that often nowadays. Marin Marais himself wrote for it, but he was actually an accomplished viola player. And he once said that he wanted to be as accomplished at the viola as Paganini was at the violin. Paganini was such a good violinist that people thought he was in league with the devil. So this was the man that Marin Marais wanted to emulate, and indeed he was by all accounts a very good player. But his popularity, while it was very high during his lifetime, he's actually a bit like a pop star, very high popularity while they're alive. But after he died, the pieces really died with him. A movie was made about him in 1991 called Tous les matins du monde, meaning All the Mornings of the World. And Gérard Depardieu played the aging Marin Marais, while his son played the young Marin Marais. So it's an interesting take on him and interesting actors in it. And it was a very dark movie with death, love, illness, suicide, and very gloomy ingredients making it up. But however, this piece that I'm playing for you now by him is anything but gloomy. It's portrays the lives of people praying, listening to bells, relaxing. And that's why I think it's ideal for what you're doing as you're cooking this curried soup. It's a piece that my son actually heard for the first time in a disco about a year ago. And it's become very popular again, as has the music of Marin Marais. And I've heard it played at several concerts here in Ireland and in Britain. And this one is called Sonnière de Sainte-Geneviève du Mont de Paris, Marin Marais.